بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Now to the hadith 554, the hadith of أبي سعيد الخدري. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله إلا بعد الله بذلك اليوم من وجه النار 70 خريفا. Narrated أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said: No slave of Allah will fast for a day while engaged in jihad. Fi sabilillah. Fast for a day while engaged. Fi sabilillah. Listen to this translation, which is important. While engaged in jihad, without Allah removing the hellfire, a distance of severity of 70 years from his face for that day. So no slave of Allah will fast for a day while engaged in jihad without Allah removing the hellfire a distance of 70 years from his face for that day. Except that Allah will remove the hellfire a distance of 70 years from his face for that day. And this is an agreed upon hadith, and the wording is that of Muslim. Now, ما من عبد, no slave of Allah. No slave. What does it mean here, the term slave? Really, it means the one who is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the legal slavery, meaning the legal submission, the one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the legal worship. That's the meaning of a slave of Allah. Now, he fasts this fi sabilillah. Listen to this carefully. Fi sabilillah. It means al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Engaging in jihad. It doesn't mean for the sake of Allah. Meaning purity. Sincerely. As some people may understand. Because the ikhlas al-niyyah, having purity of intention, is not denoted by this statement. Rather, you would hear it as follows: من صام يوما, whoever fasts a day, يبتغي به وجه الله, seeking in it the face of Allah. This would mean the purity of intention. And there's difference between the two. So therefore, what is intended here, في سبيل الله, means the one who goes out in jihad, engaging in jihad. It is added to Allah, as you see, engaged in the في سبيل الله, in the cause of Allah, which is here engagement in jihad. It is added سبيل الله, the conjugation سبيل الله, because of two things. Two aspects. The first, because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who legislated the jihad. The second, it leads to him. Because it leads to him. And that's why you have it, sabilillah, added to Allah. And the sirat, when added to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the construct of the statement, it may be added to Allah, it may be also added to the one who trails this path. Like for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. This sirat is added to the one who takes this path, the path of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favor upon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The path of Allah to whom belongs the heavens and the earth. Here Allah added it to himself. The path of Allah. So adding it to Allah in the construct is from two angles as described earlier, as mentioned earlier. Because Allah is the one who set that, and because it leads to him. Then in the hadith, will fast a day while engaged in jihad fi sabilillah, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the hellfire a distance of 70 years. Here he said kharif. Listen, in the Arabic, in the Arabic text of the hadith, except that Allah removes the hellfire, a distance of 70 kharif. Let us write the word kharif. What is intended by the term kharif is the year. Denoted as such because, you know, al-kharif, autumn follows summer, right? And autumn is time of activity after laziness. Why? Because bodies during the summer becomes lazy with the heat and weaken. But when the autumn comes, and this is the season that follows the summer, the body becomes more active. Yeah. And it denotes the year. It denotes the year. The benefits of this hadith is the merit of fasting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning in jihad, while engaged in jihad. However, this is to be restricted. Definitely, it must be restricted. What does it mean, restricted? As long as there is no effect of weakness on the fasting individual while engaged in jihad. If it diminishes his strength in the jihad, then it is either makruh, detested, or forbidden. And the evidence for this is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he approached Mecca and was near to Mecca in the year of Al-Fath, the year of the conquest, opening of Mecca, he said to his companions, "You are about to meet the enemy tomorrow, and breaking the fast is stronger for you. So break the fast." So therefore the hadith we have here is to be restricted in the sense that it is as such as long as there is no weakness. If it diminishes the works of jihad, like causing lassitude, tiredness, and the like, then no. Now, if someone asks the question, why it is meritorious in jihad, fi sabilillah? Why? Because first, this is a kind of self-strive first, where the person withholds himself from what it likes, from food and drinks. So therefore, there are two kinds of strive occurring with the believer who fasts. The one, the strive against the self, and the other is the strive against the enemy. Jihadun nafs and the jihad of the al-adu, the enemy. Secondly, it is an indication for the truthfulness of seeking the truthfulness of the mujahid, the one performing the jihad when he fasts. And most often he will be traveling. And we know travel is linked to hardship. The next benefit is expressing the sum or the part for that which is whole. Sum for the whole. Because he said in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, look, except that Allah removes the hellfire a distance of 70 years from his face. From his face. And we know that the polytheists, walayadu billah, we seek refuge in Allah from this, where they will be pulled in hell on their faces. While this person who is fasting in the cause of Allah, engaged in jihad, Allah will remove the hellfire a distance of 70 years from his face. And from this also is the mentioning of what? 70 what? Kharif. And we knew what the kharif is. What is the kharif? What is it? Autumn. Naam. And he didn't say 70 years. Right? He didn't say in the hadith 70 years. He said 70 kharif. Why? Because kharif is part of the year, right? It's part of the year. And he denoted by the part, the whole. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, except that Allah will remove the hellfire a distance of 70 kharif. 70 kharif. He denoted, the kharif denotes the entire year. So there is here an expression using a part or a sum for the whole. Another benefit from this hadith is that the matter of the reward and its extent, there is no room for intellect regarding it. There is no room for intellect regarding the matter of reward and its extent. Meaning, if someone says, why the reward was not 60 years? Why the reward was not 80 years? The answer, we have nothing to do with this, because this is only Allah's decision and decree. The next hadith is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم حتى نقول لا يفطر ويفطر حتى نقول لا يصوم وما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم استكمل صيام شهر قط إلا رمضان وما رأيته في شهر أكثر منه صياما في شعبان. متفق عليه واللفظ لمسلم. The next hadith. This is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, Allah's Messenger used to fast to such an extent that we thought he would never break his fast. And he would go without fasting. He would go without fasting to such an extent that we thought he would never fast. And I never saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast a complete month except in Ramadan. And I never saw him fast more in any month than in Sha'ban, the month preceding Ramadan. Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, and the most special of the wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and most knowledgeable without any hesitation amongst the wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah bestowed upon her knowledge, great extent, a great deal of knowledge in many disciplines, to the extent that the Sahaba ridwanullah alayhim used to come to her. She would recite to them the poetry from Jahiliyyah, from the pre-Islamic era. And also she would tell them the news and reports concerning Al-Ansab, lineages. Hiya radiallahu anha is a scholar by all what that means. May Allah be pleased with her, and most knowledgeable of the wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam regarding his status, regarding his affairs. She radiallahu anha said that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast to such an extent that we thought he would never break his fast. Because of what? Fasting many days. Fasting 10 days or 20 days. To the extent that we would say what? We thought he would never break his fast. It doesn't mean that he and it does not break all the year. It means that he would not break his fast in that particular month. Because if we say in the year, this will entail that he would be fasting most of the year, and this is not the case. Is that clear? So this is relevant to the month. And the next statement she said, and he would go without fasting to such an extent that we thought he would never fast. Despite the fact that he did not, except the fact he didn't leave the fasting of the 3 days from each month, and he fasted the Mondays and the Thursdays. But what she was referring to is in the mutawali, the succession, the successive days. So sometimes he would make that in succession, breaking the fast, to the extent that we say what? He would never fast. And then she said, I never saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast a complete month except in Ramadan. So therefore, the reports in which there were, or there is some wording that the Prophet ﷺ fasted the entire of Sha'ban, what is intended by that is most of it. Because Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the one who reported the hadith concerning the fasting of Sha'ban. So therefore, this will indicate that reality is that not the entire month of Sha'ban, but rather most of it. And here she said, I never saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast a complete month except in Ramadan, and I never saw him fast more in any month than in Sha'ban. Meaning he fasted days of Sha'ban more than any other month. Even more than Al-Muharram, Shahrullah Al-Muharram, the month of Muharram, even more than that. From the benefits of this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ diversified the worship in accordance with what is beneficial. So when he had time and he was in activity, he would fast to the extent that we would think that he would never break his fast. And if he was busy, he would break the fast, he wouldn't be fasting to the extent that we would think that he would never fast. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take into consideration the benefit in his worship to the extent that they would pass, the companions would pass in the funeral and pass by him, and he wouldn't follow the funeral, rather would continue in talking to the companions around him. Yet we know that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam incites to follow the funerals. Why? Because here he was caring about a benefit with his companions, talking to them, and there was a maslaha, a benefit in that. So he was considerate of the benefit. And this is the situation with respect to us, how it should be in the matters that are not farida, not obligated, that we should look what is beneficial to the individual and to the people. And the entire deen, all of it is about benefits. And when Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was asked about two kinds of deeds, so he addressed the person asking him by advising him to look for that which is more beneficial to your heart and do it. This is in reality one of the most beautiful statements and most comprehensive and beneficial. Sometimes the person finds in himself the recitation of the Quran giving him tranquility and more than the Salah, for example. For example, he would come early to Salat al-Jumu'ah, to the Friday. And then he prays Nafil as much as Allah wishes. Then afterwards, yani he begins to recite the Quran and finds enjoyment and tranquility in the recitation and something beneficial to him. So we say to him, recitation in this case is better. Although we know that the Salah in its kind is better than the recitation of the Quran because it comprises the Quran and other than the Quran, the dhikr and everything. And sometimes the person sees that meeting a guest, receiving a guest, honoring him, eating with him, is better than fasting. So we say, in this case, better for you to break the fast. Better for you to break the fast. And again, this is something optional, on the optional fast. Sometimes, the person finds in the fasting laziness and negligence concerning beneficial things, whether they are in their benefits transcending or restricted. So in this case we say, don't fast, and breaking the fast is better for you. So therefore, what is important that the Prophet ﷺ takes into consideration that which is more beneficial and good. So he would fast to the extent that we would say he never breaks the fast. And he would break the fast to the extent that he would go without fasting to the extent that we thought that he would never fast. Is this clear, the point of benefit, this one? The next benefit, it is not from the sunnah. It is not from the sunnah to fast an entire month except the month of Ramadan. The person fasts it because it is an obligation. Why? Fasting other than Ramadan, a month other than Ramadan in its entirety is not from the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He never fasted a whole entire month except that of Ramadan. And there also came narrations that are weak regarding the fasting of the four inviolable months, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Wal-Muharram, Wa-Rajab. But if someone raises the question, how can you answer? What would your answer be concerning the saying of the Prophet ﷺ when he was asked, أَيُّ الصِّيَامِ أَفْضَلْ? Which of fasting is better? He said, Or best. He said, أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ. The best of fasting other than the month of Ramadan is شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. The Muharram, Allah's month, Al-Muharram. And as you can tell, on the apparent, this statement for this hadith, on the apparent, it is that he completes the fasting of the Muharram. Alright. So on the apparent, what? That, yes, the hadith on the apparent, as if he fasted the entire month of Muharram. What's the answer to this? Do you understand the case now? The answer is to say, okay, well, we'll repeat that. If someone asks the question, what about the saying of the Prophet ﷺ when he was asked which of the fasting is the best? He said, أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم. The best of fasting in the months other than Ramadan is شهر الله المحرم. The month of Al-Muharram. Allah's month of Al-Muharram. what the apparent from the hadith is that he completed the siyam of this month, isn't it? That's what appears to be. Is that, you understand, if someone raises this point? Naam. Therefore, the answer is to say, شهر الله المحرم, Allah's month of Al-Muharram, meaning fasting in the month. It doesn't mean fasting the entire month, but it means fasting in the month of Muharram. Is that clear? The next benefit, one should perform fasting as much as possible from the month of Sha'ban. Fasting the entire month of Sha'ban except for a few days from its start or middle or the end. What is the wisdom behind this? The wisdom is to put the self into preparedness and training to fast in preparation for Ramadan. And it is said that the fasting in Sha'ban is like the ratiba qabla salah, is like the regular sunnah before the fard salah. So in this case we will have how many regular ratiba for the Ramadan? How many? A ratiba of fasting before, and that is in Sha'ban, right? And the other that follows Ramadan, and this is what? Shawwal. 6 days of Shawwal. You see? The 6 days of Shawwal. Is that clear? So some said that this fasting in Sha'ban and the fasting in the 6 days of Shawwal is like what? Is like the regular sunnah for Salah, but this is fasting. Is that clear? Now, another point. If someone raises the question, how can we reconcile this hadith and that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast most of Sha'ban, more than any other month? So how can we reconcile this, that the best of fasting in other than Ramadan is Allah's month of Al-Muharram? The answer is, what is intended is in the month of Muharram. This is one aspect. Or to say that the fasting of Allah's month of Al-Muharram, meaning the general fasting, Al-Mutlaq, unrestricted, the general, and the restricted is better. And the restricted in this case is Sha'ban. Why it is restricted? Because it is to Ramadan like the ratiba for the salah. But this is fasting. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ informed that the best of salah other than the fard is what? That of the night. And yet we know that the regular sunan are better than the night prayer, the general night prayer. So therefore, the best of salah, which is the general one, is the salah of the night. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Muzammil, verse 6, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَ مُقِيلًا. So with respect to the general one, the night prayer is the best. Verily the rising by night for tahajjud is very hard and most potent and good for governing the soul and most suitable for understanding the word of Allah. However, the restricted salah, like the regular ones for the farida and the like, they are better than the general salah of the night. Meaning, the regular sunnah for dhuhr, four before the fard and two afterwards. Which is better? To fast these 6, 4 before Dhuhr and 2 after Dhuhr, or to fast 6 in the middle of the night or in the latter third of the night? Which is better? You understand? Yes. Yes. The restricted ones, yes, they are better than the general ones. Why? Because it is restricted. So be careful regarding this point. That the preference may refer to that which is unrestricted, general. However, the restricted is better than the general. So from this, therefore, we know that the fasting of Sha'ban is better than the fasting in Muharram. Why? Because the fasting of Sha'ban is restricted, while that in the hadith, the best of fasting other than Ramadan is Muharram. It means fasting in Muharram, a general fasting, the general one. However, the restricted one, which is like the regular sunnah in terms of salah, is Sha'ban in terms of Ramadan, right? That is better. That is better. Is this clear? Is this point clear? In this way, alhamdulillah, you reconcile all these narrations. All these narrations will become clear and reconcilable, alhamdulillah, and no problem. And I will refer to the example that was given earlier as an application to this point. The Dhuhr has 6 rak'ah restricted to be regular, right? 4 before and 2 after. 4 before the fard and 2 after the fard. These are ratibas. These are regular, right? Restricted to the Dhuhr. If you pray these 6, which is better? Praying these 6 or general 6 in the night? General nafil in the night, which is better? The ratiba. Exactly. The regular 6 for Dhuhr. Is that clear now? Let us see, inshallah ta'ala. This brings the end of the discussion regarding this these two narrations, alhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.